Joe's on the line from Kansas City. Hi, Joe. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
Hi, Leo. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. I just got to tell you, my brother Anthony introduced me to your show. I've been hooked ever since. You make every IT day for us completely bright. We love it.
Aren't you nice? Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
I'll tell you what, this is my issue. I post a lot of videos online. I actually do freelance work for Current TV. I post to YouTube.
Great.
And I can't find the right mix to get it outputted. I actually bought a MacBook to get into iMovie and to get into Final Cut to find the right mix to get it up. It just seems so pixelated and kind of
low rent. This is a black art, let me tell you, Joe. And the people who do this are spend a lot of time finagling it. Most of them, by the way, use QuickTime Pro.
Okay.
Compressor, which comes with Final Cut Studio, is I am told by many professionals, not as good. QuickTime Pro is what you want to use. And often it requires a video by video fine tuning. The more motion that's in a video, the more keyframes you need. You can compress it more if there's not a lot of motion because you use fewer keyframes. I mean, if there's black levels are important, then you need to compress it less. There are a lot of little ifs, ands, and buts. However, my general advice is H.264. I presume you're using that.
Yes. I have used that before, and it puts that weird electric static around movement. Have you run into that before?
You know, that's there is what's called digital artifacting, where in order to compress video, and video has to be compressed heavily. The video you're seeing on YouTube is compressed within an inch of its life. It has to be. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to download it. You know, good high-definition video would be 19 megabits a second. And if you get it down, you can get it down really good quality, high def video down to 4 or 5 megabits a second. Who has 4 or 5 megabits a second? Very few people. So they've got to compress it even more. And they don't want to spend the bandwidth on that either.
Sure.
They want to compress it even more. So the reason I say H.264 is because most of these sites, the sites you mentioned, are converting it to Flash anyway. Flash does best with a source file. It's H.264.
Okay.
By the way, you might notice, just yesterday, YouTube added high def support. So if you're shooting high def, and I presume you are, upload high def, you know, either 720p or 1080i or even 1080p, upload the highest quality you can, H.264, because YouTube will preserve that as well as doing a lower quality version for people who don't have the bandwidth. So you want to make that available. If you're getting artifacting, whether it's halos or, you know, where you really see it is sometimes solid blacks or solid colors get chunky. You know, it doesn't look like one solid color. It looks like three colors that are kind of repeated over and over again. That's all from overcompression.
Okay.
But it's not just a slider. You know, it's a number of sliders. It's the number of bits per second is you know, what you're playing with, just like an MP3. You know, an MP3, if you encoded 128 kilobits per second, they call it, quote, CD quality. It's going to have a certain quality. If you do 160 kilobits, it's better. 192 is better still. If you get better quality, the more bits per second. It's the same with video. But also there's the issue of frame rate.
Yeah.
There's the issue of keyframes. And that comes from how the encoding is done. What the system does is say, we're going to pick this as a keyframe, and we're going to go 30 frames or 20 frames before recording another keyframe, and in between keyframes, we'll only look at changes to the frame. And the number of keyframes definitely impacts the quality. Now, I'm not an expert on this. Sometime, I'll get Alex Lindsay on, and we'll bore everybody to tears talking about the pros and cons and stuff. But if you don't like the quality you're getting, Joe, the best thing to do is play, you know, use QuickTime Pro. It's $30, and play with the sliders until you've maximized quality for file size. It's a trade-off. It's just like a seesaw. More quality, bigger file size. Less quality, smaller file size. And we're just trying to find the right balance on that seesaw so that we get pretty good quality for a reasonable file size. And again, if you do it in H.264, that's going to give you the best quality for the smallest file sizes. It's the most flexible codec is what we call these. Hey, thanks for the call. Good luck with your video. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.